Okay, Sina Nunches starts Hilchas Kriyashma. There is a mitzvah to recite Kriyashma every day, once in the morning, once in the evening. There is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. They both assume that this is a mitzvah in the Torah. They argue whether this is counted as one mitzvah or as two mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. They have such a similar machlokes regarding Talmud Shel Shach and Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, whether it's counted as one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Regarding Torah is offered twice a day. A little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening. Anyway, the premise that they have is that Kriyas Shema is deraisa, that it belongs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Not everybody agrees. Mora and Bakhof and Zofar tell them Achloi to Samaroi. But the Kriyas Shema is deraisa, Kriyas Shema is Rabbana. The Rambam, the Ramban, and the Shulchan Aruch, they assume that Kriyas Shema is deraisa. What's the difference whether something is deraisa or Rabbana? So Yomar has an afternoon. Sofik deraisa v'chumer, Sofik derabbana l'chumer. Sofik has Kriyas Shema, Sofik v'chumer. The person is half asleep and he's not sure, but he said, Kriyas Shema, do we require that he should repeat the Kriyas Shema? So in Shulchan Aruch, we pass on the Rambam and the Ramban, that Kriyas Shema is deraisa, you have to repeat it. In other words, when it says, the Dibarta Bom, B'shach B'chal Kumecha, the Dibarta Bom refers to Kriyas Shema. Places in a few places, Shabbos Ari has a chiddush about this, and he points out that places in quite a few places seems to assume halacha ma'aseh like the other opinion. That Kriyas Shema is lav deraisa. What do you do with the pasuk to divide the bum? So the Gemara says, so who would be teruah d'tziv? It goes in general on learning. Everybody agrees that Talmud Torah is deraisa. Machlokes is it good enough if you say any parsha you choose? Let's say someone wants to be ma'aseh sedra every day. So he says, when he wakes up in the morning, he says, he's Mavis Sedra partially. And before he goes to sleep at night, he's Mavis Sedra partially. So is he in fulfillment of this mitzvah, the Barsha Bam, Shach Bechol Kamecha? Any parsha that you say? Or you say, no, you're only in fulfillment of that mitzvah if you recite this parsha of Kriyashma. So that's the machloka. Okay. So we assume la halacha that Kriyashma is there. So Kriyashma has his man. There's his man Kriyashma. What is his man? So the Zman of Laila, Kriyas Shema Shel Laila, doesn't appear here. This is Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar. That's a machlokes HaTanoim. The three opinions in the opening Mishnah and Brachos, and basically it breaks down to it's one fundamental machlokes and then a detailed machlokes within one sab. Fundamental machlokes is when it says B'shachtucha, doesn't mean when people are going to sleep, it doesn't mean when people are sleeping. So if it means when people are sleeping, so then it's all night long. If it means when people are going to sleep, so it's only in the beginning of the night. How much is that? So the Gemara says, that's so far Shmur HaRishani. The first third of the night, the first quarter of the night, whatever Shmur HaRishani means. The Gemara has a discussion whether Shmur is one third or one quarter. So we pass from Ramlacha that the Shaf B'chamim calls Man Shem Yadam Shaf as long as they are asleep. So what about the Kumecha? How come we assume the Kumecha means when people wake up and we have a Shalat Man Kriyashma? Why don't you say you have all day long? The Kumecha means when people are awake. So that's what the Kesef Mishneh writes. Kesef Mishneh is his cash on the side of the Rambam. And he thinks that the institution of Sosman Kriyas Shema, that you have to finish Kriyas Shema by a certain time in the morning, is all invented Mishneh. I mean, I tell you, it's the same as Kriyas Shema Shalayla. Shach B'chav Kumecha. Shach B'chav Kumecha means when people are laying in bed, when people are sleeping. Kumecha means when people are awake all day long. The Magen Avraham over here, this quotes that Kesef Mishneh, he disagrees, and he says it's contradicted by a Tosefta. The Tosefta writes explicitly, Kishem Shek, Tzna Torah, Zman, Lekriya Shema, Kach Nos Nachachon, Zman, Lekfilon. Just like the Torah instituted the Sof Zman Kriya Shema, so too the Chachamim instituted Sof Zman Tfilon, that you have to daven by a certain time. So we assume that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is a real bona fide in their Raisa, and you have to make sure that you make it before the Sofazman. What exactly is the... Well, before you get to the Sofazman, what is the Tfilas Azman? So the Tfilas Azman, Shulchan Aruch starts with the Tfilas Azman, page 180, beginning of Siman Nuches. The Tfilas Azman is... before sunrise, before Hanetzach Alma. What is that? Mishayires Chaveira Harag Lima Tzaz Beritot Dal Ramos. Mishayakir is Chaveira. Mishayakir is Chaveira. Berichot Dal Ramos. This is interesting. Why should that be this month? That's the Kumecha. That's when people are waking up. Because if you're going to wake up too early, you didn't have any street lamps. And it's dark outside. So which Meshuggah wants to walk in the street if it's so dark? So they're not going to start roaming around. you're not going to wake up so early if it's not Mishiyakir. So there are people waking up Mishiyakir, yeah. This is the Zman Min HaTorah. This is, it says, L'chatchila, this is considered Kriyashma Kibasikim. U'mitzman amufchor across the Kibasikim. What is Basikim? That one arranges his davening in such a way that he gets the Kriyashma right before HaNetzach Hamo, and then he finishes Kriyat Shema right before HaNetzach Hamo sunrise, and then he says Shmoneh Esrei soon after HaNetzach Hamo. That's based on the pasuk in Tehillim that says Yiru'ucha Im Shomesh. They demonstrate the Yiru Shamayim as the sun is coming up. So as the sun is coming up, there are two parts for Yiru Shamayim. One part is the reciting of Kriyat Shema, one part is the davening of Shmoneh Esrei. So the Kriyat Shema is right before HaNetzach Hamo, and the Shmoneh Esrei is right after HaNetzach Hamo. Just what is the definition of HaNetzach Hamo? How long does it take from the time, detailed question, how long does it take from the time that the sun starts to rise above the horizon until the whole ball of the sun is above the horizon? So here there are more rides that it takes approximately an hour. Approximately an hour? Can't be. Yes, there are more, going from page 180 to page 181. Kimosh Yishor Achas. How can it be? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim say that this is clearly a misprint. He writes in Shifkat and Tesh. Yesh Gorsim Isur Shor. Some say a tenth of an hour, which is 6 minutes. So the Vilna Gaon says that's also impossible. It doesn't take 6 minutes. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's a 30th of an hour. Shlish Isur Shor. He says that it takes 2 minutes. We've got to test it to try to find it. The Vilna Gaon says that it takes 2 minutes. Okay. So when is it called HaNetzach Hamo? When the sun starts to rise above the horizon, and when the entire sun is above the horizon? When is it Shkia? When the sun starts to set, and when the entire sun sets? So I think it's generally assumed that Sarah Soloveitchik said, I don't think it's a machlokes, I think it's generally assumed that sunrise is when the sun starts to rise above the horizon, and sunset is when the entire sun is already below the horizon. Years ago, people used to say that you can't go by the Zmanim of the Naval Observatory because they give you the Zman that the diameter of the sun. The diameter of the sun is above the horizon, the diameter of the sun is on the horizon by sunrise and sunset. But I think now they say that it's not so. I don't know if the Naval Observatory changed their minds or just a mistake. They say that that's the Zman that the government will give you corresponds to this. That sunrise that they give you in a newspaper means when the sun starts to rise above the horizon, the sunset is when the entire ball of the sun is below the horizon. The only question is, what if you happen to live in a valley or you happen to live on the mountains? So the horizon is not the same. You have to have, let's say, you live in a dormitory over there, and you live on the sixth floor in a dormitory. So the, I don't know, which way is the east over there? So the higher up, if you live on top of the mountain, sixth floor is not so high. If you live on top of a mountain, the sun rises much earlier. The sun appears above the eastern horizon much earlier than if you live in a valley. Or let's say the sun setting, if you have mountains on the west, so the sun sets earlier than if you didn't have any mountains. So what do you do with that? So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Mincha quotes from the Rabbeinu Nissim Goyer that Al Pi Din, it really depends on sea level. The sunrise and sunset is to be determined in any given location, ignoring the fact that you're in a valley or on top of a mountain, it has to be determined. That's what the Naval Observatory doesn't really look to see. They determine what the Zmanim are if it would have been sea level. The Shailu's been a Yetu Basikin. Yiruch Im Shemesh Takadi. Does that depend on the actual appearance of the sun? Or does it depend also with the sea level story? That's already a question. So the Vasikin Minyanim, I don't know, you gotta find out. The Vasikin Minyanim, they set their Zman, maybe a difference of a minute or so. They set their Zmanim according to what sunrise should be, if it would have been sea level, or they set their Zmanim according to when sunrise actually is. Gotta find out. Anyway, I don't doubt in Vasikin, so it's not negating it. So he says he spoke to the Hatili Shabdan Vasikin. Yeah. The Hatzili should say Kriya Shema before HaNetzach Hamo. There is a Mishnah in Brachos that says that if a person is in the mikveh, that's at the time that they still observe Takonas Ezra, Ezra made 10 Takonas. Most of his Takonas we do observe. So one of the takanas was repealed in the later generations, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to learn and is not allowed to daven. So that was repealed in the days of the later Tanaim. But at the time that they were still observing that din, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to say Kriya Shema, so the Mishnah gives a case. The fellow's in the mikveh and he's just coming out and he looks on the clock on the wall of the mikveh and he sees that he's going to miss his man of Vasikin. So he's not even dressed. So it says, quickly, you should put on a towel or whatever and say Kriya Shema. Like, what about tefillin? What about tzitzis? And what about shmanes? And what about bichas Kriya Shema? You ignore all that. The lechatchila, they say Kriya Shema ki Vasikin exists even without zichas v'ulah l'tefillin, even without being able to daven shmanes, without bichas Kriya Shema. All along, that's a mishnah and bracha. That's a mishnah and bracha. So the same thing, if it doesn't only apply to guys in the mikveh. It's like guys not in the mikveh also. He woke up, there is no vasikin minyan, he's not, he's a little half asleep, he's a little groggy, he doesn't plan to daven now, he's not going to put on talit and tefillin. He wants to go back to sleep, he wants to go rest a little more. He's still tired, but if it's after Mashiach is Chazero, and it's before Hanetzah Hama, so that's the zman of vasikin. She said, Kriya Shema v'chatchila ki vasikin. She said, Kriya Shema v'chatchila ki vasikin. So that's considered a l'chatchila. That's considered a lachatchila. The Baal Amor and the Rabbi Natan disagree with this whole thing. We know that there's such a concept as chassidim, well, not some adaptive conditions, because of their chassidus. But many chassidim, they'll, on Shabbos morning, they'll be mabes, they go to mikveh, they'll be mabes seder with their children, and they'll test them on Gemara. The minyan begins at 11:30 in the morning, after this mantzimah, after this mantzimah. So we know that there's such a thing. Other places, the minyan for mincha will begin 45 minutes after the shkia. So we know, and the Mishnah Berura says you're not supposed to daven mincha solar. So we know that there's such a thing as chassidim, as man hazeh, that they don't do hidden mitzvah. They don't follow. So the question is, when the Talmud talks about the vasikin, that used to say Kriya Shema before sunrise, the vasikin, were they really chassidim, anshei ma'aseh, they did the right thing? Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's the lachatchila. Or maybe no, they were Hasidim, they did it wrong. The Hasidim are doing it wrong. So the Rabbi Natan and the Baal Amor say the Hasidim are doing it wrong. He says the Hasidim did it wrong. What prompts him to say such a thing? They say two things. First of all, there's a Mishnah Megillah that says that any mitzvah is mana bayom, they have mitzvahs that you have to do in the daytime, mitzvahs that you have to do at night time. Matzah and Morah and Abikos, that's in the night time. And Lulav and Halal and other things in the daytime. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah in the daytime. So it says in the Mishnah and Megillah that if you do the mitzvah after Alos HaShachar, the Vyebed you'll be Yotzei. But Lachatchila you should wait till after Hanetzah Hama. Rashi learned that it's a Lachatchila the Rabbanon, and others seem to learn that it's a Lachatchila the Raisa. Any Gavish mitzvah Sabayom, that you should wait till after Hanetzah Hama. But it says you're supposed to wait till after Hanetzah Hama. So how come by Kriya Shema it's different? So the answer is no, Kriya Shema ki vasikin, that's an exception to the rule. That doesn't appear in that Mishnah Megillah. It doesn't mention Kriya Shema as an example. But the Rabbi Natan and the Baal Amor say, even though it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah goes on Kriya Shema as well. So in the Chatzila you're not supposed to say Kriya Shema before sunrise. It's only b'di'evad yoytzei. Yeah, but that's not the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch we assume like the Mochamis. The first Mochamis in Mishnah Berurah quotes from this Mochamis a few times here. The Magen Avraham quotes from this Mochamis. But this is a Lachatchila deraisa. The Lachatchila deraisa is to recite Kriya Shema before Hanetzah Hama. Kriya Shema ki vasikin. Preferable would be to have a vasikin Kriya Shema before Hanetz, and Shema Ne'eseh after Hanetz, and he has his tefillin on, and it's mitzvah gula l'tefillin, and the whole works. But even if he's not prepared to daven everything, he just happens to wake up early. So after Mashiach Eres Chaveiro, before Hanetzah Hama, he should say Kriya Shema. He should say Brichas HaTorah. And then he says Kriya Shema, go back to bed. Yeah. How long before sun rises, Mashiach Eres Chaveiro, Berich of Zal Ram, and this is a question. Moshe Feinstein said that he tested it many times, and he says that it's approximately 35 minutes. Between 30 and 35 minutes. And others assume that it's up to 55 minutes before. It's quite a difference. Why is the Sof Zman Kriya Shema at Sof Gimel Shoyes Bayom?
which why don't people why don't people regularly wake up in about 2 minutes?
They have different sleeping habits. People, if you go to sleep at 2 o'clock, so how can you wake up unless you would be dead? So we don't do it. Why do you go to sleep so late? Do you have electric light? Managama, they didn't have electricity. So when it got dark, they went to sleep. They had a good night's sleep. They woke up healthy, loving, wise. And today we have different habits. There's a shadow. Maybe this man Kriyashma should change. Maybe since these manas that nobody leaves these normal vibes, people sleep and wake at different hours. So maybe the Hilchas Zman Kriyashma should change. That's a major question. Do we say that since the Zman Kriyashma were nikva, the Zman HaMishnah, that's it, it was nikva and it can't change? Or maybe you should say that it changes in every generation. But the Mishnah Yankov has a tshuva about this. We assume in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it stays the same. So it's a question of why should you assume like that?
Meanwhile, assuming that it stays the same, mm-hmm. and assuming that it doesn't end up in balance of opinion, but at least you could probably wake up the one that they consciously say, oh, Kriyashma before I make that time up. Mm-hmm. So would it be preferable for him to tell his one and take Kriyashma and then go back to sleep till he's...
If you can do that without disrupting his whole daily schedule, fine. Okay, that's considered a lachatchila. That's considered a lachatchila like that. The only thing is that may ruin his whole day also. He won't get enough sleep? Okay. Why is this man continue until Sof Gimel Shores Bayom? Gimel Shores Bayom is assumed over here to be Shores Manios. It means 1/4 of the day. It doesn't mean 3 hours into the day. It means 3 hours Shores Manios. If the day is longer, it's longer. If the day is shorter, it's shorter. Why? Where does the Shia Sof Gimel Shores come from? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mishnah, the Mishmar, she came down for the name Lachim Lamadoz, that's the Sikkot in Dalit. Why should we, because there this man based on the death of the name Lachim, the Mishnah has an Achleikis HaTanayim, the Shabbos, and the government see whether he's a Kodesel of the name Lachim Haim or not, Kodesel of the name Lachim Haim. Are you Kaveh Adinim based on the premise that all the Jews, Lachim Diulim, Amlechus Kainim, and Gor Kodesh, we're all supposed to be princes. So are you kaveh dinim based on that assumption that we're all treated like the name of Lachim? We should really all be able to lazy around in bed until 9:30 and have banker's hours and relax all day long. So if you hold call yourself the name of Lachim Hanks, so we understand why the din is nikva here by the zman of the name of Lachim. But there in Bavli Ritzi and in Shabbos, we don't pass the call yourself the name of Lachim. It's a manishtan over here. Why should it be different over here? So the Pashtus is like the Melchamis writes, the Ramban, the first Melchamis in Brachas on the bottom of the rib. So he writes like this. Very interesting. The Gemara has a drasha on the Chok Sofis of the words, B'shif Techo B'Veisecho, or B'lech Techo V'Adera. Why does it say B'shif Techo? Why doesn't it say B'shev is B'Bai? It's B'lech is B'Adera. The Gemara says B'shif Techo B'Shev is B'Dach. Belechtach only belechtas didach, but if it's oisig mitzvah, patim and amitzvah. It's not lechtas didach, if you're hoilach lezvar mitzvah, hoilach lezvar mitzvah, lezvar mitzvah, apturim min asukim, apturim min amitzvah. Oisig mitzvah, patim and amitzvah. You might need two psukim, shev, b'shiv techo, belechtacha, two kinds of oisig mitzvah. There's two different kinds. You can only have one part if you wouldn't know both. It means a chasen is also, a chasen, a laila rishon is part of Krishna, is also considered an oisig mitzvah. So the Gemara dash in the two chavs. The Gemara leaves hanging. The Gemara never dash in the other two chavs. Or the shach becha uvikumecha. How come they didn't dash in the two chavs? So the Ramban tells you the secret. The Ramban and Muhammad fills in. He says that the other two chavs are the shach becha uvikumecha. That unlike Chavat Harakuba, where the dinim are normally nikva based on the rov, what many of them do, here the pasuk has it in the singular. B'shach b'cha u'v'kum echo, it depends when mi'ud b'nei yadam are waking up and when mi'ud b'nei yadam are going to sleep. So therefore mi'ud b'nei yadam are waking up, that's b'nei malachim. Mi'ud b'nei yadam are waking up late into the day, up until sof gimel shores bayom. Not because Chol Yisrael b'nei malachim, no, but because it says b'kum echo in the singular, it refers to mi'ud b'nei yadam. So that's why this man continues to that way. What's Bishach Techa? So the Ramban explains Sid Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. that after Alos HaShachar, the Mishnah says in Megillah, after Alos HaShachar is considered Yom, for all intents and purposes. The Chatkili should be Shegelul of them, and you should be saying Hallel, after Alos HaShachar, you should wait till after Hanetzach Hamo, either Lachatkila, either Deraisa, Derabonim, and Shaila, whether that day Lachatkila to wait till Hanetzach Hamo, is that Lachatkila, Deraisa, Lachatkila, Derabonim, but that's such a thing, Lachatkila. But for the evidence, a person did shake the lulav, did blow shofar, and did say halal after Alos HaShachar, he's yet to be yet. So in other words, that it's Yom. So let's say a person, for some reason or another, was onus, he wasn't able to say Kriya Shema before Alos HaShachar. So is it still his mind? Is it still a value to say Kriya Shema Shalai or Shalai after Alos HaShachar? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rish, and the Rambam will quote the Gemara in the first parak and Brachos, and the Gemara says, yeah. Sometimes the person says Kriya Shema twice in the daytime, and his yet say Kriya Shema Shalaila and Kriya Shema Shalyom. When he twice in the daytime, after sunrise, he's going to say at 10 o'clock in the morning, he's not going to be yet to anything. No, it means that he says after Alos HaShachar, although Alos HaShachar is Yom for all intents and purposes, for Shofar, for Tzitzis, and for Lulav, and for everything else, but still, there are people who are still sleeping after Alos HaShachar, believe it or not. You go in the dormitory, go to any normal home, there's still people who are sleeping after Alos HaShachar. So since there are a miyud many other normal people maybe waking up, but since there are people who are still sleeping even after Alos HaShachar, so it's still considered b'shach b'cho. It's still considered up until what time? Up until Hanetzahan. Up until Hanetzahan. Even after Alos HaShachar, up until sunrise. Now it's Mishtanu HaTvon, there are people sleeping even after sunrise, especially in Domtar. There are people sleeping even after sunrise. But if it's Mana Gemara, that was inconceivable. But there are people still sleeping even after Alos HaShachar up until sunrise. So a minute before sunrise, you can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and be Yotzei from Ma'ariv because you have a miyud ben yodim who are still sleeping. That's how the Ramban explains this thing.
The B'nai Malachim are still sleeping.
I said, why can't you say Kriya Shema Shel Shachar even if the sun rises up until Gimel Shoes? So he says, no, they really wake up at sunrise, they're just lazing around the bed. They lay in bed until Gimel Shoes. So it's not Bishach, if the sunrise for Gimel Shoes, it's not Bishach B'chor, but it's not the Kumeta either for the B'nai Malachim, because they're laying in bed. But they're not sleeping. I think that's what he says. And the Rabban holds that all of these halachas are derais. So the Rish interprets the Gemara in this Sif Gimel. Nishahu onus. If the person has some kind of annoyance and he wasn't able to say, you shouldn't rely on this l'chatchila. The guy shouldn't rely on l'chatchila. Let's say there's a minyan in the Beis Medrash at 8 o'clock at night tomorrow. There's an early minyan tomorrow at 7:45. And then there's a minyan 8 o'clock, then there's a minyan 9 o'clock, there's a minyan 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Then there's a minyan, after Alos HaShachar, there's a minyan for Ma'ariv. After Alos HaShachar, before Hanetzach Hamo, then they're going to go to sleep for the day. Then they're going to go to sleep. So the guy shouldn't rely on this lechatchila to say Kriya Shema Shalaila after Alos HaShachar. Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishehoyo Onus. If there's an onus, then he can rely on this. The Chatzkili should not rely on this. Yet if you say that the Shas HaTzak you can rely on this, so obviously the inference is like Siv Dalit says on page 30. What if there was no Shas HaTzak? There was no Oynus. So for the Eved, the person was Poshea and he was lazy and he didn't get to say Kriya Shema until after Alos HaShachar before Hanetzach Hamo. So the Mechaber writes that Siv Dalit is the premise of Siv Gimel. That the Yevet said in part, Mishal Amur HaShach, HaFish Lo Ha Yo'onus Yotza the Yevet. That the Yevet, if a person says, Kriya Shema Shalaila, after Alos HaShach, before Hanetzach Hamo, he's Yotza the Yevet. So that's why we say, the Shas HaTzak, the Yevet Hamo. Because the Shas HaTzak, so the person can do the Hatzila, what normally is only allowed by the Yevet. So Siv Gimel is a Gemara, and so Siv Gimel is based on the premise is Siv Dalit. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is doing. Then it says in the Gemara says, the Lashon of the Gemara is, sometimes a person says Kriya Shema twice by Yom, and his Yoytzei Kriya Shema Shel Laila and Kriya Shema Shel
Boker with the two Kriyat Shemas that he said by Yom. So the Gemara says, what's the case? So this is the case. So he says, Kriyat Shema with Los HaShachah before HaNetzachah, or it's the case the Shachah. Kakabriya, let's say he's Yaitzei for Kriyat Shema Shalayla there, because there is a Mir Ben Yadam who are still sleeping in bed. And then when does he say the second Kriyat Shema? All from the same Zman. In between Alos HaShachar and HaNetzachama. So the Machaber quotes over here from the Rish and the Rambam, no, you shouldn't do a tag to this Asri. Here in Sifre, hey, Machaber has the Yikra. If he says Kriyashma, if he's saying Kriyashma, shall Arvis, after Alos HaShachar, before HaNetzachama, Lo yikra oz kriyashma pam shenis lotzis vayde chavis kriyashma shol yom. We shouldn't say normally we would recommend kivasikin and sifalach what's vasikin, that you should say kriyashma shol yom after mishiyakar is chaver, let's say 35 minutes before sunrise. And that period of time between 35 minutes before sunrise and sunrise, that's when you should say the whole kriyashma shol chakras. So let's say the guy woke up a little before that, so he wants this, and he realizes he forgot to say Kriyat Shema last night, he never davened last night. So does it make any sense that he should say Kriyat Shema before Mishayakir is Chavero for the sake of Laila? So it says, you have no choice. So you say after Alos HaShachar. So then he wants to do the whole purpose, he set his clock in order to wake up to say Kriyat Shema Kivasikin, but he woke up a little early. So he's going to say, once he's going to say Kriyat Shema an hour before sunrise. That will be for Kriyat Shema Shalayla. And now he wants to say Kriyat Shema a second time after Mashiachir to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyat Shema Shalayla. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't do that. That's what the Mechaber is quoting from the Rif and the Rambam. And Sitei on page 182. If he said Kriyat Shema after Alos HaShachar, the Ikra is Kriyat Shema Pam Shenis. Even though now it's after Mashiachir, let's say the first one he said, that's the Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis. Even though the first Kriyat Shema he said in between Mishiyol Amud HaShachar and Mishiyakir, and the second Kriyat Shema he's going to say after Mishiyakir, he shouldn't do that. That day he should wait till after HaNetzachama to say the second Kriyat Shema, because this would look like a Tarta disaster. That's what the Loshon of the Mechaber is quoting from the Rif and the Rambam. He was using that man after Mishael Amud HaShachar treating him as Laila. Why is it really a Tarta Disasri? Why is the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rif and the Rambam? Why is it a Tarta Disasri? It's not a question, either it's Yom or it's Laila. There are people who are going to sleep and there are people who are waking up. Why is it a contradiction? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those who disagree. Chafalot, on page 182, there are those Achrayim who disagree. Rishayim and Achrayim who disagree. So you don't see any tie to the Sasir over here, but that's the way it's assumed in the Shulchan Aruch. But that case would constitute tie to the Sasir. Yeah, exactly how do you calculate these Gimel Shoyes? What it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the latest you can say Kriyat Shema is Gimel Shoyes. It says Shoyes Manios, it's not Shoyes. It's not that 3 hours each consisting of 16 minutes. It's till one quarter of the day. The one quarter of the day is to be calculated from sunrise to sunset. The one quarter of the day is to be calculated from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisach Kechobim. It will come out the difference. So the Mishnah Berurah refers you to the Machlokes that he spoke about in other places, the Machlokes between the Vilna Gaon and the Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram really quotes the both opinions. Mogen Avram in Hilchas Mincha and Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Gimel. Quotes the both opinions, but he's made it to that direction. That the Shos Hayom, the purposes of calculating Sosman, Kriyashman, Sosman, Tzvila, and the Zman Achilas comments, and the Zman Yisr Hanoach comments, all the Zman in the Mincha Tzoyla, Mincha Tzan, and Plaga Mincha, and everything like that. So the Magen Avraham is noted that all the Zmanim are calculated from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisach Kechobim. And the Vilna Gaon feels that the other opinion in the Magen Avraham is more correct, that for the purpose of calculating the Zman Hayom, you have to go from sunrise till sunset. That's a Machlokes. Then there's a question over here that the Mishnah, fascinating discussion. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes the one opinion. It doesn't quote here the Sharat Zion Dalit on page 180. It tells you, he quotes the Prima Gaudium Siman Pei Tes. And that's all he quotes in his Mishnah Berurah here. The question is, when you have a Sof Sma Kriya Shma, the announcement, Sof Sma Kriya Shma is, let's say, 9:20. So that means you have to begin Kriya Shma by 9:20. So let's say the guy's late, he's watching the late show. So he's going to say Kriya Shma. So he takes his time. As long as he starts Kriya Shma by 9:19, he knows it's going to take him 5 minutes to finish. He knows he's going to finish after the Sof Sma Kriya Shma. That's okay, as long as he got in. As long as he started before the Sof Sma Kriya Shma, no. Sof Sma Kriya Shma means you have to finish the whole Kriya Shma from the beginning to the end by the Sof Sma. So the Mishnah Berurah thought, start with Gamla Kula, this matter. You have to complete the Kriya Shma by the Sof Sma. Several Achrayim disagree. It's an idea, a popular idea, it's a humorous idea in Achrayim, that as long as you began before, as long as you began before, like they have a sign, the store closes at 9 o'clock. So whichever customers are there at 9 o'clock, they don't throw you out, they don't let new customers in. Whoever is there is there. So they let you finish shopping and then you leave. So you also, the Sof Sma Kriya Shma means you have to begin Kriya Shma by that Sof Sma. So as long as you began before the Sof Sma, it's okay. That's a machlokes, Dor HaShulchan, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and a few others have such an idea. They bring a raya, they bring a tzushbel from a tesis and brachas in the first parish that the Gemara says about Bilam HaRasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day just for a moment of time. So Bilam HaRasha knew how to be mechab in that moment of time, and the Rebbe Shlom is in a miserable mood, so to speak. So he was planning to calculate when the Rebbe Shlom is in a bad mood, then he's going to curse Bnei Yisrael, hoping that the curse will take effect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just Lahakis Bilam, didn't get angry. The whole couple of days that he was negotiating with the curse, the Rebbe Shlom didn't get angry at all. So the Gemara says, and how long, pray tell, does he anger? The Gemara says a split second. Rega kim emre. The amount of time that it takes to pronounce the word rega. Rega, a moment, kim emre. The time it takes to pronounce rega. Two syllables. Less than a second. But that's the kasha. How much can he curse already if the Rebbe Shlom is only in a bad mood for a fraction of a second? So Tracy suggests one shot that he'll start the curse. If he starts the curse within his mind that the Rebbe Shlom is angry, then if he continues to curse later, it'll continue to work. So the Achrayim wanted to bring a raya. Huh? You see, whenever there's a zman, so as long as you begin within his mind, so you can continue later. So Rav Soloveitchik, when they told him it's raya, so he just burst down into laughter. He thought that it was a joke. He didn't see that that there was any tushta. First of all, it's Agadat and this is Aloha, and who says it has 2 days? Who says it has any practice whatsoever, living or dead? Anyway, that's the whole mocha that Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Orach HaShulchan have to suggest. But as long as he started the Kriya Shema within his mind, it's good enough. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even allude to such a view. He quotes the Prima Gaudium, talk of the Gamla Kula of his mind.
I think it says on Siman Aleph 9 days.
No, that is the din, that you're not allowed to walk in the same prosecution, and the rest you may walk. Pasuk Rishon has to be said with Kavanah Bamida standing still, and the rest of Kriya Shema may be said in a walking position. Does this necessarily indicate that Pasuk Rishon is the right, the rest is the Rabbanah? That is a machlok. The Ramban, the Mohammed, understood that Gemara like that. That you see from here that only Pasuk Rishon is the right, Shema Yisrael, and the rest is all the Rabbanah. And other Rishonim disagree, and there are different opinions. Some hold that Parsha Rishon is the right and Parsha Shni is the Rabbanah. Anybody have a siddur? What does it say in the Parsha Rishon of Kriya Shema? How does it say? Dibarta Bam, Shiftach of the Vesef, Olach of Adelach of the Shavuot of Kriya Shema. Dibarta Bam is in the first Parsha, so that we assume means to recite Kriya Shema. In the Parsha Shniya, it says, V'hoyu ha'dvarim ho'el ha'shanech yisach ha'ayom. The Parsha Rishon says, the Dibarta Bam, the Shiftach of the Vesef, right? So that refers to Kriya Shema. The second parasha says, "V'limadta mosmes b'nechem l'dabe b'om b'shikru v'ar v'yisach v'lach v'chol adel." V'limadta mosmes b'nechem goes on limen of Torah, teaching the Torah to your children. So it doesn't go really on piyoshma. That's why many Rishonim hold that parasha Rishonim is they write that parasha Shli is only the Rabban. Parasha Shli is the Rabban. And there is more bekpeid on the parasha Rishonim than on parasha Shli. There is more bekpeid on the parasha Rishonim than the rest of the parasha Rishonim. There is more bekpeid on the parasha Rishonim than the parasha Shli. Many Rishonim said because parasha Shli is only the Rabban. And the Rambam's opinion is not so. The Rambam's opinion seems to be that all three parshas are the right. The Rambam sounds like he holds even the third parsha is the right as a cheluk of kriyashma, which is problematic. The third parsha doesn't talk a word about kriyashma. Why? Third parsha is for different mitzvahs, unrelated mitzvahs, zechilus, tzias, and tzrayim. But in the Rambam, it sounds like all three parshas are the right as a cheluk of the mitzvahs. The theorist of Tzitzit Sam doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And it sounds like we follow that. That's why we say all the three parashas of Shema together. But those are the four opinions of the Rishonim. One opinion is that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Kriya Shema is sheep. Kriya Shema is possible. Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Among those who think Kriya Shema is deraisa, there are four opinions. The Ramban's opinion, the only possible Rishon is deraisa. The other Rishonim say, no, the whole parasha of Rishon is deraisa. Another opinion, two parshas are the raisa, but the third parsha is the unrelated. The third parsha is for the sake of the mitzvahs of Yitzchak Mitzrayim. And the Rambam's opinion is that even though the third parsha is for the purpose of Zechira, Yitzchak Mitzrayim, that's also part of Kriya Shema. It doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah. Those are the four sheets. Yeah, yeah. But that's that many Rishonim say that the Limadta Mosmez B'nechem L'daber Bam, that goes on Talmud Torah. The Dibarta Bam, Shiftachot B'Sefer, goes on Kriya Shema. But the Limadta Mosmez B'nechem L'daber Bam goes on Liman Akhtari in general. There's a specific thing going to you. Then the Mishnah Berurah alludes to another issue. And a lot of shulas, they begin davening after the service. They daven in such a way that we know that they're going to miss Sov's Man Kriyashma. A lot of shulas start davening on Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock, 9:15. So we know for sure they're going to miss the Sov's Man Kriyashma. So how do you solve the problem? So one way to solve the problem is to say Kriyashma before you start davening Shabbos. So you say Kriyashma Bizman. And then the Gemara says you can say the Birchas Kriyashma even after the Sov's Man Kriyashma is up. That's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Vav. Whoever has man, he can still recite the brachas. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon. He already wrote a whole arichus about this earlier, so he doesn't want to repeat it again, but he alludes to it. That the Vilna Gaon's opinion is that that's not correct. That the Tachanas Tachamim wants to recite Kriya Shema, I'll say the HaBrachas, if it's Kriya Shema, you should recite the Kriya Shema that you're being Yotze with. I'll say to our brothers, not that you should make a separation. The Kriya Shema Yotzei where it was before I went to shul in the morning. And then when I say the brachas in shul, no, I'm not being Yotzei. No, the B'yevah, the Mishnah says like that. Even though it's after the Sov's Man Kriya Shema, you can still say the brachas. But the Chatzila, that's not proper. So what if the only minion in town is a late minion where they miss the Sov's Man Kriya Shema? So it's preferable to daven yichidus. Preferable to daven yichidus and say the Kriya Shema, I'll say the brachas, rather than to say the Kriya Shema before and to have the Birchas Kriya Shema later. So the Mishnah Berurah fastens against the Vilna Gaon. He thinks that most of the, he gives a whole presentation earlier, that most of the Tosfim do not agree with the Vilna Gaon. And others take up the cause of the Vilna Gaon. Rabbi Tzela Tetterburger has a whole tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak. Not to be confused with the Zecher Yitzchak, that's Rabbi Tzela Ponevizhin. He was the big Dalfil. Rabbi Tzela Tetterburger was the founder of the Sosalata. He wrote Shalosh Shuvah's pre-Yitzchak. So the first Shuvah is very long, Shuvah 10 pages long. And he thinks that the Vilna Gaon is right. He documents that he thinks the Vilna Gaon is right. Also, that he said that his grandfather Abkhaim held like that, like the pre-Yitzchak, like the Grod. That it's better to daven the Yechidus rather than to do this stunt, rather than to say Kriya Shema Bizman, and then to say Birchas Kriya Shema after Bizman Kriya Shema. That's only for the Yevid. But the Chachila, even if the only minion of town is going to miss the Sov's Man Kriya Shema, his family tradition was to follow the Brook. And most people don't. Most people follow the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted as having of course, followed the Hamalojana was a Talmud of the Gra. He followed the Gra's opinion, and he extended it also to Birkas Hamazon. He said that on Shabbos, many people sing Zmiris, and they sing among the various Zmiris, Tum Shalor Halma. And each stanza of Tum Shalor Halma corresponds to each Gra of the Birkas Hamazon. So he said, if a person eats a whole meal, and then he says Tum Shalor Halma at the end of the meal, basically he's here to the Birkas Hamazon Deraisa. From the Rabbanon, he says all the things that he's supposed to say. Thanks to the Baruch Shalom for the food and for Eretz Yisrael, for the Beis Hamikdash and for Yerushalayim, and for everything he's supposed to, all the ideas that are supposed to be mentioned in the Birkas Hamazon appear in the Tum Shalor Halma. But he didn't say it according to the Nusach that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yeshua ben Nun, by David HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech. He didn't use the proper Nusach. So some people say, so what? So he says, Tum Shalor Halma, so he's here to Birkas Hamazon, the Raisa. And then I'll bench later, so he'll make the rabbis happy, he'll be here to Birkas Hamazon, the Rabbanah. So Chaim Volozhin said, no. So the same way the Gra said over here, whenever there's a mitzvah in the Torah, that min HaTorah you can fulfill it one way, but with the Rabbanah, the Kriya Shema you can fulfill without the Birkas Kriya Shema. But with the Rabbanah they said the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriya Shema is, I'll say, the HaBrachas. It doesn't mean, it's not enough that you'll make the Rebbeinu Shalom happy, you say Kriya Shema Bizmana, before the Zosman Kriya Shema, without the Brachas, and then you make the Rabbis happy by repeating Kriya Shema with the Birkas Kriya Shema later. No! The Chacham Wa Misakan, you should be able to the Kriya Shema Derais, I'll say the HaBrachas. Here also, Abchaim Elozhin held that you shouldn't sing Tum Shalor Halma until after the benching. If you want to sing it after the benching. You should be able to the Birkas Hamazon Derais in the Nusach that the Chachamim instituted. The Chassam Sofer writes the same in his tshuva regarding Kiddush B'Makom Suda. The Kiddush B'Makom Suda is clearly only the Rabbanon. So when they say Kiddush in Shul on Friday night, many shuls they say Kiddush, so you can be Yetzim in Atera, the Kiddush Alayayim in Shul, and then you'll have to repeat the Kiddush again at home in order to satisfy the requirement in the Rabbanon that you need Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So the Chassam Sofer says, no, that's not right. When you say Kiddush and Shul, everybody has to have in mind not to be Yotzeh. Because you're not supposed to be Yotzeh, the Kiddush Deraisa separately, and then make the rabbis happy by saying Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You're supposed to be Yotzeh, the Kiddush Deraisa B'Makom Suda. So the Chassam Sofer says that really everybody should have in mind when they say Shemon Esrei on Friday night, and when they listen to Kiddush and Shul, that they don't want to be Yotzeh. After all, we don't announce, the Gabbai should get up and make an announcement. Everybody should have in mind not to be Yotzeh. So he says, he uses an expression, Leib Bezmin Masna. The Gemara used that expression in the last parak in Sukkos for other things, totally, totally other things. So he says, the Rabbanim, when they made the Takana, that you should say Dishman Esrei, you should say Kiddush Yerul, you should say Kiddush at home, that was the idea behind the Takana, that everybody should have in mind to be Yotzeh to the Kiddush at home, and no one should have in mind. So you don't have to have anything in mind. We don't care what you had in mind. Religious Jews, Orthodox Jews, want to do things the way the Chachamim want them to do it. So it's as if everybody had in mind the right thing. It's assumed that everybody had in mind. That's called Leib Bezna Masna Leib. That Bezna declares this is the proper way to do things. So even if you weren't thinking this at the time, it's considered as if you were thinking the way you were supposed to have in mind. So that's along the same lines as the only going by Kriya Shema, and along the same lines as the Rav Chaim Volozhin by the Birkas Hamazon. Oh yeah, we mentioned the Rabbi Netam and the Baal Hamor both said that this was seeking Yisholeik to believe, but seeking were not Yaitzei properly. They're only Yaitzei to the Evid, because they said Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Hamazon. That's what the Rabbi Netam says. This Rabbi Netam is in Yuma. This Rabbi Netam is in Yuma. The Rabbi Netam and the Baal Hamor both bring the same raya. There's a Mishnah in Yuma where praises different people who donated different things to the Beis Hamikdash. So praises Hileni Hamalka, Queen Helena. Hileni Hamalka also son of Reshe Shel Zohar. She made a golden candelabra. Then when the sun started to rise on the eastern horizon, this gigantic golden candelabra would start to sparkle with the reflection of the sun, so everybody would know that it's already the sun was rising and that it's time to recite Kriya Shema. That's the time to recite Kriya Shema. No, the correct time to recite Kriya Shema is before Netzach Hama. The last 35 minutes before Netzach Hama, Shiachas Chaveiro. So the Gemara says that's the time for the Shar Amad of Yerushalayim, for all the Jews in Yerushalayim to say Kriya Shema. It's a Pashup Shad. That's the time for the Balabatim, who are not Basikin. who are not Vasikin. The Vasikin should wake up earlier and say Kriya Shema 35 minutes, at least 35 minutes before that. So the Rabbein and Tam takes it now, that this Mishnah is saying the same as the Mishnah Megillah, that anything that's Mitzvah Bayom, you shouldn't begin to do the Mitzvah until Etzah HaNetzah Hamah. But even if you say before Netzach Hamer, during this month of the Vasikin, you'll be it. But you shouldn't say Kriya Shema Ki Vasikin. That's what Rabbeinu Tam in the Balamar. But the Vasikin used to say before, so he says, Chassidim did wrong. The Vasikin did Shalakid. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam. The Balamar says, no. Vasikin didn't say it 35 minutes before Mashiach. It's 35 minutes, 55 minutes. No. They didn't say it before. The Shmore Esrei Ki Vasikin, this Yiruchayim Shomesh, you should demonstrate the Yiruch Shamayim in connection with the sun rising. So how do you do that? So the Gemara says, you recite Kriya Shema right before sunrise and the Shemoneh Esrei right after sunrise. So what do you mean Kriya Shema before sunrise? But the Mishnah says in Megillah B'chatzir, you shouldn't do anything. Any mitzvah says Ma'ar B'yom shouldn't do before sunrise. So you shouldn't accept the Kriya Shema. That's the exception to the rule. So the Balamar says, no. There are two parts to sunrise. When the sun begins to rise above the horizon, when the whole ball of the sun is above the horizon. So he says, B'chatzili shouldn't begin to say Kriya Shema till the sun begins to go above the horizon. And then you finish Kriya Shema, and then start Shema Esrei when the entire ball of the sun is above the horizon. So the way the Zohar Gaon says, that's 2 minutes. So he's giving you 2 minutes from the beginning of Kriya Shema till Zohar Yisrael. That's pretty fast minute. That's the way the Balamor read the Gemara. You should start saying Kriya Shema Ki Vasikin is that you start saying Kriya Shema when the sun starts to rise above the horizon. That's what he's reading. And then Shmoneh Esrei Ki Vasikin is when the whole ball of the sun is above the horizon, which is 2 minutes later. Anyway, that was the Mishnah and Yuma. Mishnah and Yuma, that both the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is on that Mishnah and Yuma. There's a gigantic thesis on an enormous base. In the middle of Yuma, and the Lamas are on the days, and that Mishnah where he develops it. The Tesis and Brachas does not quote it. Yuma really belongs in Brachas. Tesis doesn't quote it in Brachas. The Balamar is in Brachas. But the Tesis quotes this Rabbeinu Tam in Yuma.
Is the idea of saying it with the Brachas, is that also by Meyer? Is it better to develop the meaning of the emphasis that you're talking about?
Rav Soloveitchik was only makpin on this in Shakas. Meyer, he was not makpin. He used to dab Meyer very early, right after the Shmi. He used to dab Meyer, and then he would repeat Kriya Shema later. And he gave the whole explanation why this Kedah of the Gro only was instituted, only applies to Shakas, not to Meir. The Gro himself was marked by Meir. The Gro himself was marked by Meir of Islam. And if you have a minion with the Balabatma davening before Tzeisach Tehovim, so the Ramor recommends, Ramor says that there are many Medaktikim, the Ramon Hilchas Minchas, says Meir. Because if there are many medaktikim, why the practice only to say Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur and to say Kriya Shema with the brachas later? And the Gro didn't do that either. The Gro wanted to have smichas brudah with tzibur also. He wanted everything. So he felt that it's preferable, even though it's the only minyan in town, he felt that it's preferable to daven Meirah B'Yechidus later in order to say Kriya Shema Bizmanoi, I'll say about brachas with smichas brudah with tzibur. So whatever you do, there is an opinion to support it. The Ramo writes in Hilchas Meirah that in all the shuls they daven Meirah early before Tzeisach Tehovim. So you should be careful that you repeat you should repeat Kriya Shema later after Tzeisach Tehovim, because you're not the Yitzchak to say before. And then he says, and the Medaktikim are careful only to say Shema Esrei in the early minyan. They won't say Kriya Shema with the brachas. They'll say Kriya Shema with the brachas later. Now, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses this topic. So he says, why did the Ramor write that the Medaktikim do like that? He says, this is an old machlokes among the Gaonim and among the Rishonim. How did the Ramor come to the conclusion that that's more of a dictum than the other way? So he thinks, Rav Moshe writes, he thinks that there's a misprint in the Ramor. He thinks that it should say the Yesh Medaktikim last time. He doesn't think the Ramo was Machriya. He thinks it's such an ancient Machloek is going to be Rishayim, he thinks the Ramo didn't take a stand. So he thinks they should say in the Ramah that the minig is that they daven early in all the shuls before tzeis, and those who daven early should repeat Kriya Shema later. And there are those who are medaktek only to say Shema Esri with the tzibur in order to say Kriya Shema with the brachas later b'zmana. Kriya Shema say that brachas later. He thinks the Ramah didn't take a stand. But that was the practice in the Lithuanian yeshivas in Europe before the war. That when they would be by Balabatin, who would be davening Marav early, they would only say Shema Esrei with the tzibur, and they would save the Kriya Shema with the brachas till later. Unlike Shacharis, where you absolutely require Smichus Gula and Tfilah, by Marav we say if you lose Tfilah b'tzibur by having Smichus Gula and Tfilah, so you can be Mevater on the Smichus Gula and Tfilah. So that's what they used to do. They would daven if the only minion would be an early minion, so they would just say Shmon Esri with the tzibah. He gets rid of the tzibah, and then they say Kriya Shmon with the brachas later. You have all the different possibilities, all the different shita. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara in the first paragraph of brachas that there was one tzaddik, one of the Amoraim, who one day recited the Kriya Shmon Tivasikin. He said Kriya Shema right before Hanetzachama Shmanes Yadirka Hanetzachama, and he was so happy a whole day. He had a smile on his face, and he was in a very good mood all day long. So Tosis doesn't understand. Tosis and Ramban don't understand. There were Vasikin Minyanim all over the world. What was the big sin? What was so difficult? Why was it only one day? So Tosis says. So they says no. What he did was, he said Kriya Shema Tivasikin, and he has Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So the Vasikin in the Yeshiva has Smichas Gula L'Tfila with Kriya Shema Tivasikin. What's the problem? So Ramban explains why. They didn't have any clocks on the wall. They didn't know what time. They had no way to guess when the sun is going to rise. So Mistama 599 days out of 600 days every 2 years, the summer day where the minions would start, the people would start saying Kriya Shema, they would finish Kriya Shema. Then they would say slowly, Emes, Yatsi, Menochon, and they're looking at the rise of the Kayan, the Yosha, slowly. And it's still. And then it's time to down Shema Esrei, and the sun still didn't rise, and you're not supposed to say the Shema Esrei until after Yeruchim Shamish. So they had to wait for 10 minutes till the sun would rise. And once every 2-3 years they hit the nail on the head. They were lucky. They said Kriya Shema after Mishiyachir, and then they said the end of the Bichas Kishma, and the sun rose, and then they said Shema Esrei right away. But normally they would say Kriya Shema Kivasikin and not have Smichas Gula L'Tfila, because they had to wait the 10-15 minutes till the sun would rise. The Hidur of Vasikin is to wait for Shema Esrei till after the sun rises. So that's why this one occasion, once every couple of years, when the guest right, they would say Kriya Shema Kivasikin, and then they have Shema Esri Kivasikin, and there was no pause in between. They had Smichas Gula L'Tfila, even though they didn't have a clock, even though they didn't have a watch, and they didn't have the chart in the label observatory. That's what the Ramban explains is the Chiddush in the Gemara. Then he says, Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch has been let that person has to go on a trip. And he just feels that he can't, it's going to be extremely uncomfortable for him if he's going to have to daven later. And he has to daven earlier before Mishayakir. Mishayakir, let's say, is 35 minutes before sunrise, and Alos HaShachar is over an hour before sunrise. So what should he do? He says, yeah, the big Shasatka, so we can rely on this. You can be mekel to be Yotzei Kriya Shema even before Mishayakir, as long as it's after Alos HaShachar. But a person should be careful to do this only Bikroi B'Alma. What do you mean Bikroi B'Alma? If a person has to go to work, he has no choice. And a person has to go to work. and he has to go early. So he has no choice, so he daven's at the early minyan every day. But he does have to go to work, just he has to go on a trip or something, so he should be careful only to rely on that spool as Bikur Yom. What's considered Bikur Yom? So I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes from our friend that it means once every 30 days. To try to avoid using the spool of too much. Here is that, I forgot it already. Dafke Bikur Yom, that's on page 182 on the top line in the Mishnah Berurah. 182 in the middle of Sikrat and Yutes. Dafke Bikur Yom, the Haina Tam Achas Bachar, Shu the Yetzi B'Yeri. Unless he has no choice, unless he has to go to work. Me or Imshas, I tackle up the rubble to the shari. He might have another member, he has no choice. So this is one should try to avoid it as much as possible. Yes, it bothers a Mishnah that if a person missed the Sozman Kriyashma, he should still recite the Birchas Kriyashma. How late can you do that? How late into the day can you do that? So in the Chaber, so there are three opinions in the Rishonim that are quoted already. The one opinion is you can recite the Birchas Kriyashma up until Sof Dalet Shoros. The Rishlish Hayam. According to the Torah, in Birchas Kriyashma, Kol Shor Dalet Shor Rishlish Hayam. The Mavar Shor Dalet like Korah below Birchas Kriyashma Kol Hayam. Then you shouldn't recite the Brachas. The extra Shor Revis, you shouldn't recite the Brachas. Other Rishonim disagree. And they say that you have up until Chatzot. Another Rishonim disagree, and they say that you have even after Chatzot. You have all day long, even after Chatzot, to recite the Birchas Kriyashma. So the Mishnah Berurah makes the Hachra, he says that till Chatzot, you make up the middle Shiva against the Mechamah. Mechamah says only up until Sof Dalet Shoros, the Mishnah Berurah is make up until. Up until Chatzos, but yes, Chatzos is not prepared to be made. What if a person missed the creation? If a person missed Shemona Esther, he said there's an institution of Tashlumin. That's Mishnayis like that. What about Mishnayis and Brachos like that? What if a person missed Kriyashma? Is there Tashlumin? So the Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Chagiga, and the Rei Zav says, Mulus Loyuchal Iskan. The question of the person missed his chance and there's no way to rectify the loss that he caused. So the Gemara gives an example. A person missed his Makriyashma, there's nothing you can do. There's no way to make it up. So the Prashat Shatim Gemara is that there's no Tashlumin for Kriyashma. Why is that? So that's what most of the Rishonim assume. There is no Tashlumin. Tashlumin is only by Karbanis. Where do you see that there's an institution of Tashlumin by Karbanis? You have it by Pesach Sheni, according to the opinion that's not accepted. We pass on that Pesach Sheni is really a regal bitnei atzma. It's not a tashlum and a Pesach Rishon. Let's say the goy converted, and between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Gersh and his guy are cutting shehigdil. A little boy became bar mitzvah, and between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So he never got Pesach Rishon, let's say. So does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? So one time he says, Rav Nosson says, that Pesach Sheni is only tashlum in the Rishon. Whoever was Mukhayyiz the Pesach Rishon, he wasn't Bar Mitzvah, he wasn't even Jewish, he doesn't have to make any Tashlumin on Pesach Sheni. And we don't pass like that, we pass like Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is a regal Bitnei Atzma, it's a separate Tzir. It means whoever didn't participate in Pesach Rishon for whatever reason, either he wasn't Bar Mitzvah, or he wasn't even Jewish, he didn't convert yet, or whatever. The Shegiz, the Mezid, Bainas, Berots, and whatever the reason is, whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, should participate, should bring a Pesach Sheni. So the way we pass on Allah, that's not really a case of Tashlumin. So where do we have a case of Tashlumin? By Korban Chagiga. The din is that on Sukkot, or on Pesach, on Shavuos also, for that matter, you can bring the Korban Chagiga for a whole week. Sukkot, you bring for 8 days. Even through Shmini Atzeres, 8 days. Pesach and Shavuos, you can bring up until 7 days later. So there is a Machlekes in the Gemara regarding Sukkot, and Pesach is every day the Iker Chiyuv. The man of bringing the Korban Chagig is during the duration of Pesach or during the duration of Sukkot. Whenever you want, bring the first day, bring it the last day. The reason I'm doing the mitzvah, so it's more correct to bring the Chagig the first day. Bring it the last day so you're a slow poke. You should have shaken a leg, you should have brought it earlier, but you can't say that it's a Tashlumin. That's one opinion in the Gemara. We don't pass like that. We pass the Kula Tashlum in the Rishon. The Hagos Moso, Chag Lashem means the Chidin on the first day. The Hagos Moso, one day, Chag Lashem, Hagos means you should bring the Korban Chagiga. Doesn't mean you should celebrate the holiday. You should offer the Korban Chagiga on the first day. Whoever didn't bring on the first day can continue to bring later the Torah's Tashlum in the Rishon. The Mainaf Kemina, what's the difference when you say the rest of the days of Tashlumin of the first day? When you say that's the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is to bring sometime during the duration of Pesach or during the duration of Sukkot. So the Gemara could have given an Achimina for the Gershon is guy in the cut and she's gone. The kid became Bar Mitzvah on Chalamayit. Or the Goy converted on Chalamayit. Does he have to bring a Chagiga? Is it a Tashlumin of the first day? The first day he wasn't a Chiyuv. He wasn't even Jewish. He wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet. But if you say that that's the Iker's man, it's not Tashlum in the Rishon. The Chiyuv is to bring the Karma Chagiga sometime during the duration of Pesach or Sukkot. So then everybody would be Mechiyuv. The Gemara could have given that. The Gemara doesn't give those Nachkimin. The Gemara gives a different Nachkimin. Maybe those Nachkimin are also correct. The Gemara gives an additional Nachkimin. What about a Chigrish in his Pashek? It was a Chigrish on the first day of Yontif. It means that he wasn't able to walk up to Har Abayit. The Chiyuv to bring Olas Riyah and Shalmei Chagiga only applies to such people who are physically able to walk up a regal. They can walk on their own 2 feet up to the Har Abayis and enter into the Azor. If you can't walk on your own, then you're not Mechuyev. If you need crutches in order to walk, that guy needs a cane and he can't walk on his own, so can he mark with a piece that he's not chayiv in Ali Olerego, he's not chayiv in Olas Riyah and Shalmei Chagiga, he's not chayiv in any of these. Ali Olerego means to walk on your own 2 feet without any assistance. So the Gemara says, what if on the first day of Yontif he was a chigger, he had a cast on his leg or something, his leg was broken, he wasn't able to walk without some assistance, and then he underwent surgery, whatever, and they straightened out his problem, his condition, now he's able to walk on his own. So is he mechuyev to bring the Olas Riyah with the Shalmei Chagiga and visit the Azara the last days of Yontif? So if you hold that everything is Tashlum in the Rishon, the Chiyuv is Chal on the first day, so it's all determined on the first day. First day he wasn't mechuyev, so you say he doesn't become mechuyev, he will not become mechuyev later. But if he say that it's not Kula Tashlum in the Rishon, Kula Tashlum in the Azara, the Chiyuv is Chal sometime during the 7 days, he should bring the Karbanos. So sometime during 7 days, if he's able to walk, he'll be mechuyev. Every minute of each day is just as important as the other day. So we pass in Lalacha, Kula Tashlum in the Rishon. The Chiyuv is really Chal on the first day. Whoever was the Chiyuv B'yom Rishon, is Pashat B'yom HaSheni, is Pata, not Mechuyuv to him. But that's what some Rishonim use a Lashon. They say that the whole concept of Tashlum only applies by Korbanos, although it doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, the Pitzak Halacha we pass in Pesach Sheni is a regular B'nias, and it's not Tashlum, but still by Chagiga, we say that it's Tashlum in the Rishon. We allow Tashlumin by davening because we say that Ishmon Esrei is also considered a form of Hakdavat Karban. A person offers a tefillah is considered as if he had brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we allow Tashlumin. But by other, and by this Milo, some Rishonim say that the Milo, Bizmano, the Iranian has such a loss. The Bizmano is the Ike Mitzvah. And then sometimes if you didn't do the Milo Bizmani, do it Shalai Bizmano, so the Iranian uses a loss, and that's an Indian of Tashlumin. So also, the concept of Tashlumin, because this Nilo in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Zohar, is compared to Hakrovus Karbonis, because you're making blood spill. And the Tzaddik is compared to a Mizbeah. It's considered as if you're offering a carbon. That's why you have to wait. The Zohar compares, you have to wait 8 days till the baby is right out of this. You have to wait 8 days till the carbon is right to Hakrovus. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Zohar. If there's some kind of a relationship between the two. It's considered when you do the bris, as if it's a form of a carbon. And fasting this Tashlumin, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, or one of the other Tanaisim falls out on Shabbos, so you don't fast on Shabbos, you fast on the next day. So you see that there's Tashlumin, why is that? So the Rishonim point out the Gemara is that fasting is also like offering of a carbon. When you fast the whole day, so you lose a little weight, you lose a little blood, you lose a little fat. So the loss of fat and the loss of blood should be considered as if you offered a carbon on the Mizbeach and you were zarek the dam, you offered the dam on the Mizbeach and the fat was burnt on the Mizbeach. So it's also compared to Hakrovus HaKarbon. But Kriya Shema, which has no shakas whatsoever with Hakrovus HaKarbon, that's why most of the Rishonim say there's no Tashlumin. So if he missed the Kriya Shema, there's no Tashlumin. That's the Pashtus, the Gemara, the last daf in the first segment of Chagiga. And it says, Mu'uvas lo'yuchal iskam, the Cheshon lo'yuchal iimanais, is referring to such a case. The person missed the Kriya Shema, so there's no way to make Tashlumin. But there is an opinion in Rishonim that there is Tashlumin. So that's why they recommend that a person who missed the Kriya Shema should say the Kriya Shema later. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Hagrava Habirti Yesu Bechriyu, that there's no Tashlomim. That's the Tashlomim. There's no Tashlomim. Tashlomim is only Bakarbonis. But the first view in the Rishonim was that there is Tashlomim. Who is it? The Kolbo. Kolbo quotes such an opinion, that there is Tashlomim. By Kriyashna. What do we do with the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Chagiga that it says it's Muvas Vayuchal Mitzvah? It means you don't get the same. Let's say a person missed the Mincha and he's going to make Tashlum and he's going to Dalash Man Esther and Mayrith twice. He gets Chag Tfila, he doesn't get Chag Tfila Bizmano. So that's what it means in the Gemara in the end of the first parak in Chagiga. There's no Tashlum for Kriyashma, you don't really make it up fully, you get a little Chag. You won't get the full Chag, you get a little Chag. Because there is an institution of Tashlomin, but the Tashlomin is still not as good as the original, as the real McCoy. Then the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Tes discusses the Birchas Kriyashma. So there is a Chuvas HaRashbo where he points out that basically the three Birchas Kriyashma correspond to the three Parshias of Shema. And each bracha spells out the themes of each one of the three parshiyos. So the first parsha of Shema is supposed to contain Kabbalah on Malchus Shamayim. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's why in the first parsha of Shema we say Yotzer Baruchos Shachos Shalom Baruch Tachol, that we believe in one God. The one God makes day and night. The Adi Avodah Zarah were baffled by the various contradictory phenomena in the world, that it's sometimes light and sometimes dark and so on. They thought that there's a God of light and a God of darkness and a God of good and a God of evil, so we say there's only one God. The main theme of the first bracha is there's only one God in heaven above, and He does everything in the world. He has full control over everything. This is the main theme of the first bracha of Kriya Shema. Then the second bracha of Kriya Shema corresponds to the second parasha of Shema. The second parasha, the Mishnah says in brachas, the second parasha has the theme of Kabbalah's Old Torah and Kabbalah's on mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Kabbalah's on mitzvahs. We say the Dibarta Bam in the first parasha refers to reciting Kriya Shema, and the Dibarta Moshe Shemech on the Dabar Bam goes on Talmud Torah. That's how most of the Rishonim say. The parasha Shni is not their right. The Dibarta Moshe Shemech goes on Liman HaTorah. Doesn't go on Kriya Shema. So the theme of the second parasha is Liman HaTorah. It happens to be another theme that says, "Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us or send us into Galus." It is worship of the Rizara, the Chorav Hashem Lachem, the Yotzei Hashamayim, and it says, they'll send us into Golus and they'll punish us. So that's why in the second bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema is really a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. It says in Gemara that if a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah before he started davening, and he says Ava Rabba, and he had a mind to be Yotzei, so Ava Rabba can substitute for the Birchas HaTorah. Ava Rabba basically is a Birchas HaTorah. And then in the Avarabba we say, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring all of the Bnei Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. This corresponds to the theme of the second parsha, that it says, V'charav Hashem Rachem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us into Golus. So that's part of the second bracha. And Avarabba we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And the theme of the third parsha of Krishna is Zechir HaShikir HaShikir. So that's the bracha of Gaul Yisrael. And Ms. Yatsum and Ms. Yanuna, we expand on the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that the Tosefta, which is quoted in the Yerushalmi, the Bavli doesn't quote, but the Tosefta quoted by the Yerushalmi, by the Rambam, by the Shulchan Aruch, is that L'chatchila, the proper thing is that every day, Shachris and Mayrev, when you want to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you should mention also Makas Becheres and Kriyas Yamsa. You don't mention all the Esamakas. Dam Tzadeh, Kili, Marv, Devishkan, that's only for Lil Pesach. But more the Esamakas and everything that happened every day, Bechatkirisha mentioned, Hamaka Bevos, Kod, Bechatkirisha, 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 so he mentioned Makas, Bechatkirisha, and Kriyas Yamsa, both by Shachas and by Myers, and the third Baruch, that's to enhance the mitzvah of the Kriyas and Kriyas and Kriyas. If he had, that if a person didn't mention Makas, Bechatkirisha, he didn't mention Kriyas Yamsa, he's also Yaitu, because of the last pasuk in the third parasha of Shema, and the Hashem HaKadosh says, mention the existence of, but what Hatfilas is the Sefer says, you should mention these two in addition. And that's the concluding drop of Gaal Yisrael. So these are the three Birchas Kriyas which correspond to the three themes of the three parshas. That's why the Biragro and the Rabitzel Tetaburg and the Priyitzchak and Rakhain, that's why they assume that the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyas Shema is to say the Kriyas Shema Bizmanai, I'll say there are brachas, because the brachas when Iskenu to spell out the themes that are contained within each of the three parshas. Each bracha corresponds to each one of the three parshas. The question is, by Marid you have Hashtivenu. Where did that come from? Well, Hashtivenu is the fourth bracha. Plus it says Sheva Bayom Hilal Tifa. We say seven brachas every day. We say seven Yisram, we say seven Bechas Kriyashma. We say three in the morning and four at night. The same three at night that you say in the morning, corresponding to each one of the three parshas, plus Hashkilenu. So three and three is six, and Hashkilenu makes it seven. So that's the question, where does this Hashkilenu come from? Where does the Hashkilenu come from? The Gemara says you have to have smichas vulu l'tfilo. By my read, there's a machlekes amaroyim, but you have to have smichas vulu l'tfilo. We ask them that you do need smichas vulu l'tfilo, not to the same extent as by chakras, but you do require smichas vulu l'tfilo. I'm asking the Gemara, where do you have smichas vulu l'tfilo? The third parasha of Shema is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the third bracha is Gual Yisrael, and then we say Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu is a hefsik, so where's the Smichas Gula L'Tfilah? So the Gemara says, and where do you have Smichas Gula L'Tfilah in Shacharis? Then you don't say Hashkivenu, you say Gual Yisrael, then you don't start Shema Nesri right away. You say Hashem Tzlosar Tiztach. So why is Hashem Tzlosar Tiztach a hefsik? Where's the Smichas Gula L'Tfilah? So the Gemara says, since the Chachamim were mistaken that one should say Hashem Tzlosar Tiztach, so that's considered like tefillah arichto, so too by Mary, when you say Hashkivenu, that's considered like a gula arichto. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Since the Chachamim want misakin to say, just like the Chachamim want misakin to say Hashem Sosu Tifta, so that's tefillah arichto, but that's not a hefsek, so too Hashkivenu was instituted by the Chachamim, so that's a gula arichto. So what does that mean, a gula arichto? So there the Rabbeinu Yonah says that on Leil Makas Bechoris in Mitzrayim, Ein Bais Asher Ein Sham Meis. In every house there was somebody. The Jews were slaves all over. The Jews didn't live in Borough Park. They lived. They were slaves in everyone's home. So every home had a dead body, at least one dead body. Ein Bais Asher Ein Sham Meis. So the Jews were petrified. They were promised in advance. Moshe Rabbeinu said that Makas Bechoris won't affect them; it will only affect the grave. But if you have dead bodies laying around all over the place, and especially there was more than one dead body per family, like Rashi quotes from the Medrash, so they thought that not only are the firstborn dying, they thought that there are other people dying as well. Truth of the matter, they were all firstborn, either firstborn to the mother, firstborn to the father, and the women were mizana. So but that wasn't public knowledge, and the people saw dead bodies all over, they were scared. So they said, they offered a special prayer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us pull through the night. We see that a lot more people are dying than we're expected to die. Help us pull through. Baruch Shalom, have Rachmanis. We say, Ashkeven, Hashem, Alkein, Hashem, Hamadim, Alkein, Alakayim. Have Rachmanis on us and see to it that we don't die and that we wake up in the morning. So since that such a prayer was offered by the Bnei Yisrael on the occasion of Makas Bechoris, and we just spoke about Makas Bechoris, in order to enhance the fulfillment of Zechiris and Tzias Mitzrayim, so we mentioned that the Tosefta quoted by the Yishalmi says, you should mention also, but all the Esam Makas, you only mentioned Makas Bechoris and Kriyas Yamsuf. So you mentioned Makas Bechoris just a moment ago in the third drafe, in Ma'ariv, like in the third drafe in Shachris, and you only mentioned Makas Bechoris and Kriyas Yamsuf. So in conjunction with the Makas Bechoris, we offer the prayer that they offered at night, Leil Pesach. In the morning they already did survive, so they didn't have to offer any more prayer. But Leil and Tzias Mitzrayim, they offered a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we repeat that prayer. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah understands in the Gemara, that Hashkivenu is the Geula Arichto. Just like Hashem says that Tiflach is Tfilu Arichto, Hashkivenu is the Geula Arichto. It's reminiscent of the prayer that was offered by them in Israel at the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the other Rishonim don't hold like that. Other Rishonim hold, that's not what it means in the Gemara. What it means is that whatever the Chachamim Mamasakin is not a Hefsi. The Chachamim Mamasakin in Hashem Tzvaseh Tisach doesn't necessarily mean that it's part of the Shema Nesek. You don't have to say that it's an integral part of the Shema Nesek. That's a Shaila. The Mishkan Brewer is Mesupit in Hilfe Shema Nesek. That's a person davened and he starts from Baruch HaKa Hashem or Rekein or Rekein or Rekein. He doesn't say Hashem Tzvaseh Tisach. But the Dei Halacha is Mesupit if he's Yetzi and not. So it says in the Gemara, you should start with Hashem Svatot Timach. Does that mean that that is the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei? No. It's like a tchinah that you offer in advance of the Shemoneh Esrei. So that's really, if you look into it, that's a machlokes the Rashbo and Brachos and Daf Tes, that's a machlokes the Raivit. That's a mefurish and machlokes in the Rishonim. Is Hashem Svatot Timach in the Yul Ratzon and Merkid? The end of the Shemoneh Esrei, are these tchinas that are offered before and after the Shemoneh Esrei? Or is this the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei and that's the end of the Shemoneh Esrei? So after the Rishonim take the Gemara literally. Hashem Svatot Timach is Tilo Arichto. Part of the Shemoneh Esrei, so they probably understood like the Rabbi Eliezer that Hashkiveinu is Gula Arichta. It's an enhancement of the Bracha Gula. The other Rishonim say no, Tefillah Arichta just means whatever the rabbis on the Sakim is not a Hefsek. If you'll talk on your own, that's a Hefsek. Whatever the Chachamim instituted, should be said, doesn't constitute a Hefsek. So that's the pshat by Hashkiveinu. Hashkiveinu is Gula Arichta means the Chachamim on the Sakim say Hashkiveinu. Not that it's part of the bracha of Gula. It's a separate tefillah. They're going to sleep. That's the shiva. Let's say a person didn't daven ma'ariv until after, if he left it very late at night. It's already very late at night, and then he's going to daven ma'ariv. So does it make sense to say, Hashkiveinu Hashem Alkeinu L'Shalom Harandeinu Alkeinu L'Chayim? He's not going to go to sleep already. It says Shavuos night, and he's still going to daven basikin. He's gonna daven Meir half an hour before Alos Hashachar. So what's he gonna say? Hashkiveinu. He's not going to sleep. So the Gemara says let him daven Meir though. But the Gemara says leave out Hashkiveinu. So there's a machlokes of Rishonim on that Gemara, which is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. When it says leave out Hashkiveinu, what does that mean? Leave out the whole bracha? Because Hashkiveinu is not really part of the Bichas Kriyas Shema. Just like by Shachar there are three brachas corresponding to the three parshias. So by Meirah, basically, there are three brichas Kriyas Shema corresponding to the three parshas. Hashkiveinu is a separate tchina in connection with going to sleep. But if this is not the normal time that normal people are going to sleep, whoever has the night shift in the post office is going to sleep at 5 o'clock in the morning. But normal people are not going to sleep then. So then you don't say the whole Hashkiveinu. You leave that the whole bracha. Or should I say no? Hashkiveinu, the Gemara said, is Gula Arichta. And just like you said, Gual Yisrael, so you have to say Hashkiveinu as well. When the Gemara says you leave out Hashkiveinu, it just means you leave out the first two sentences of Hashkiveinu. You leave out the first two lines. Hashkiveinu, Hashem, Okeinu, Shalom, Hamdeinu, Okeinu, L'chaim, Shalom. That you leave out. And you start from the third line, which I forgot what it is. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's a fundamental machlokes in Rishonim. When you're davening Meirah so late that that's not the normal time for people to go to sleep, and the Gemara says, then you leave out Hashkiveinu, does it mean you leave out the first two lines of Hashkiveinu? You leave out the whole bracha. That's a machlokes on the essence of the bracha of the Hashkiveinu. Is it literally Gula Arichta, or it just means it's not a hefsek, it's not really part of the Gula Arichta. Anyway, that's over here, the beginning of Siman Nun Pes. That the first of the Bichas Kriyas Shema Asher Shachar is Yetzirah Baruch Hoshech. Why Tiknal Haski Midas Yom Balal Midas Laila Bayom? Lotzi Milei Vahapikus Im Shom Nishimi Shebor Ol Baruch Hoshech. They believe that there's a God of light and a God of darkness. So that's Avod Zarah. We believe that there's only one God who controls everything. And that's what we emphasize in the first Baruch. Tihu Levado Poyel Diburo Sosef Adoshos. God alone, there's only one God who controls everything in the world. That's the main theme of the first Baruch. Tesis, yes. What's the story with Kaddish? So Tesis says, Terutzim, yeah. Tesis has a hard time with the Kaddish. There's no Terutzim. And Abdallah. Tesis on Abdallah. Explains why we say Kaddish. Why isn't that a Hepsid between Spiritual and Spiritual? Sid Beis over here is a famous Gemara. The Gemara has a Shailan Daf Yud Beis in Brachos. A person has a cup of beer. Nakat Biyode, he's holding in his hand, passes the Shura, a cup of beer. He thought that it was a cup of wine. And he says, Bar Piagotan. And then he drinks it. So if he said, if he realized, he said, Bar Piagotan on a cup of beer, you're not Yetzir B'Dyavad. If he would have a cup of wine, and he thought it was beer, and he said, Shachal Nei L'Dvar, then B'Dyavad, the Mishnah says, the beer, I'll pull him a beer Shachal Yotza. The Gemara says even on bread and on wine, even on pasta and on yain, there's a special bracha, a super bracha. And there's one opinion of the Gemara that on pasta and yain, you're not going to be yedved. If you say shahakoni mitzvarai, the Mishnah goes on potatoes and on oranges and on cookies and on other things that he said shahakoni yedved. But on bread and on yain, that's such a chashiv, you're not yedved. But we don't pass like that. We pass like this. Machloek is hamar, right? We pass like the opinion. I feel I'll pass the yain also. If you say shahakoni yedved. But the reverse is certainly not the case. A person by mistake will say Bursi Agafen on beer, so he's not even yet to the Yetzir. Gemara has a suffix and not few days in Brother. Person holding a cup of beer, and he thought that it was a cup of wine, and he said, Baruch Hato Hashem Hakein Malcha Oilam, and then he realizes that this is beer. So he switches. His intention was to conclude Bursi Agafen. And if he would have concluded, if he would have completed Bursi Agafen, he would not have been Yetzir. He switches in the middle of the Brother, and he finishes off Shachal in the Brother. It turns out that the text of the bracha was correct, but the intention they had in the beginning was incorrect. So the Gemara is not sure whether you get yotzei or not. So he buys the leif sheet in Gemara. What's the din halacha l'maisis? So Tosis on the daf quotes the machlokes, the rif and the ri. The rif says that sofik brachos lahakos are you yotzei b'yotzei. So he buys the leif sheet yotzei. And the ri, bala Tosis, for some reason or another, says sofik brachos lahakos. It's a deep dark secret. No one knows exactly what the... But by us, it's such a popular sack. Chacham Avadi Yosef has every other page. He says, so it's Bucks and Hoffman. They made a Russian papers out of it already. Samach Be Islamic. Samach Be Islamic, which Russian never existed 100 years ago. Now it's such a popular Russian papers. Everybody knows, Solik Bucks and Hoffman. But the Rehold not so. The Rehold Solik Bucks and Hoffman. Okay. But we don't pass like the Rehold. Okay, we pass like the Rehold. So the Gemara, before they come to the end of the Gemara that they don't know, so they say, well, here's a raya. A person starts saying at night. He starts saying Birchas Kriya Shema. They say Hurakum Baku, and then he's saying Mariva Ravim. He says Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, it's very close. Yes, it's very close. Somebody walks over and he gives him a siddur, and he points. You got to say Ma'ariv, not Shachar. So he's switching. He says Shemit Var Ma'ariv Arav. So the Gemara, the Brisa says that it's okay. He's Yotzei as long as he ended off properly. He's Yotzei. The Gemara says Shmamin. Oh, you see that word? That even though when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Yotzei Lord Baruch Hashem, he said it. Even though you started off intending to end off with the wrong thing, but as long as all's well that ends well, as long as he ended off with the correct Nusach, so he's Yotzei. The Gemara says, no, that's not a riot to be poshut d'shayla, because Shahakalni b'dvarim, Baruch Yagafen, are totally different prophets. Here, basically, the theme of the first bracha of Kriyashma is the same, by Yom HaBalah, because that was quite a different emphasis. Here, you have to conclude, Mari Barovim, and here you say, Yotzer Amoros. Here, you end up today's daytime, here, you end up today's nightcom. But basically, the main theme is monotheism, the rule of Adar. The main theme is that the same one who created day created Laila, Lahaski, Midas Yom HaBalah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch calls. This is not subject to dispute. The Machlokes, the Rif, and the Ri, and the Bai, the Leif Shita only applies on other cases. But on this case, this is a Braisa that the Gemara has. The Braisa says that this everybody agrees to, because it's basically the same thing. So the din is that as long as he ended off, as long as the Hasima was correct, then it's okay. Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that there is a big machlokes in the Mishnayim regarding the Kedusha of Yotzer. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, and Baruch in the middle of Yotzer, Rode, Baruch Hoshe. So that's a machlokes in Mishnayim. Does that have the status of Kadosh and Kedusha? So it may not be recited in less than a minyan. You have to have a minyan to say Kedusha, Kadosh, Kedusha, and Baruch. Or should we say no, that's it's not really to be recited as a Kadosh and Kedusha. It's part of the bracha. It blends in as part of the bracha. So that's a mafurush and machlekes of Rishayim. And Mechaber recommends one should be machmir. The Yesh Lachish Lidivrayim on the bottom of page Tzadik Beis, page 183. The Yesh Lachish Lidivrayim should be choshish for those who say that you cannot say the kedusha of Yotzer without a minyan, and therefore he recommends Yes, lovish mitzvahim, but he's also yochid, yoimrena, the nigin, the timing, kikori, batur. The Rabbi recommends that this is the way to solve the problem. In order to be able to both sheet this, when a person is davening b'yechidus, the best thing is daven with a minyan, solve the problem. But if there is no minyan, he's not able to daven with a minyan, so he should say the psukim, kadosh and baruch, with the truck. So he's not saying it b'toras, he's saying it b'toras reciting a pasuk. And when he says the truck, and he uses the nigunin and the taimen, he's demonstrating that he's saying it b'toras pasuk. The Ramah says that we're not machna for that. The Ramah says that we pass in la locha that a yachid oimro, but poshet haminik is far harishana, the yachid oimer oisa. However, but if you have a minion, then he recommends on the top of page 184, you should say it as a davish of kedusha. If you show any kedusha, no, it's on the mouse of the program. But if there is, if there are 10 people, then you should say the amira v'aniya, you should have the chazan say it out loud, and Tzibur should answer. Let's say the following case. Let's say a person is davening slowly. And he's in the middle of the first bracha. He's not up to the tzibur yet. He's not up to the tzibur. Let's say he's in Oz Yashir. Let's say he's in Sukkot, he's in Oz Yashir. And the tzibur is already up to Kedusha the Yaitzim. And the chazan says out loud. And they're all going to answer Kadosh and Baruch. So should he answer? Or should he say no? It's not a Kadosh and Kedusha. When he gets to it, he'll say it on his own. He's not up to Birchas Yetzirah yet. So the Pashto says he certainly should answer. Or let's say the Mishnah Berurah has right. Let's say the guy davens very slowly. So if he's going to daven from the beginning of Baruch Shalom with everybody else, he will miss Chazoros HaShatz every day. He won't be able to finish Mana Esrei before the Chazan starts Chazoros HaShatz. So Mishnah Berurah recommends an answer. Let him daven a little ahead of the tzibur. Let him say Baruch Shalom when they're saying Korbanos. And when they start saying Baruch Shama, let him start saying Yerushalayim Baruch Hashem. And then slowly the Kriya Shema, and then start his Shema Esa a little bit before everybody else. So that by the time they'll finish Shema Esa, you'll be finishing Shema Esa. That's how the Mishnah Berurah has later. There is a din in the Gemara that it's not permissible to be marked in Tfilos and Tfilos HaTzibur. You're not allowed to daven Shema Esa before the Tzibur. That means I'm going to daven Shema Esa and walk out. If you're in a rush to daven and to leave, so don't daven in the shul, so daven in the back, daven in the side room, daven at home. You mark the tefillos of the tefillos of tzibur. You demonstrate. It looks as if you don't care to have tefillos of tzibur. It's not really so. He does care. He wants to have the mile of davening the beis hakneset. But that's what it looks like. The appearance is that he doesn't care to have the mile of tefillos. But over here, he's going to start davening shmona esrei before the others, and he's going to continue to daven shmona esrei, and he's going to finish together with everybody else. That's not a problem. I'm not the tefillos of the tefillos of tzibur. He should be davening when everybody else is davening. So let's say such a person. They're up to Kedusha the Yotzer, and he's in the middle of Ezus HaRisein HaTa Hum Eilom. And then he starts saying out loud, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch. So is he allowed to answer? So let's say it would be a different case. He's in Ezus HaRisein HaTa Hum Eilom, and the Chazon is already repeating the Chazaras HaShatz, and he's saying Kedusha and Chazaras HaShatz. So that says in Shulchan Aruch. The Tesis says in Shulchan Aruch, it's called that you are mapsik in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. If there's a place where you can pause, not in the middle of a phrase, if there's a period or a semicolon or a new paragraph or something, even though you're in the middle of a brocha, so you answer Kadosh and Baruch. Yimloch is a machlekes, so we don't answer Yimloch. We treat Yimloch as if it's not part of the Kedusha. But Kadosh and Baruch is the essential part of the Kedusha, so that you can answer even in the middle of Ezus HaVaseinu HaTu Hum Yom. So what about over here? He already said Birchas Yotziror. He was davening slowly before. While they were saying Sukkot Dezimber, he was already saying Birchas Kriya Shema. He had no choice, so he said Kadosh and Baruch, like the Ramah says, Papasher Aminik Bari Ashkenazim. So we say the Kedusha Diyotze Diyotze. So then, since it doesn't have the status of Kedusha, it's just considered part of the Bracha. So when the Chazan says it out loud, so then the din is that you're not allowed to be mafsik. You're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the Ezus HaVaseinu. In order to say Kadosh and Baruch, I don't think so. I think that's what the Ramah says also. If you show any Kedusha Zosa, I'm a Moshe B'Kol Ram. If you do have a minion, then you say it B'Kol Ram. If you don't have a minion, then we paskin it can be said B'Yechidus. It doesn't have to be said as a Davish B'Kedusha. But if you have a minion, and they are saying it as a Davish B'Kedusha, then it is a Davish B'Kedusha. Then even if you're in the middle of of Kriya Shema. Listen, you're in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're in the middle of Ha'ez HaSavisenu, Emes V'Yamuna, Emes V'Yatzi, whatever. Emes V'Yatzi. So then you should answer. I think then you should also answer. I think so. It doesn't say the fair is what it is.
Saying that the Ramban is saying not that if you have the capability you should be cautious to the other sheep, but that even though it's just that you can time this you shall be up it, they still let the Yom like saying with the Jima?
I think so, for sure. For sure. I remember on one occasion in Boston they were before Maimonides moved to Brooklyn, this would be in Roxbury. So in the later years in Roxbury there weren't too many Jews. Everybody had already moved out. Like it became a goyish neighborhood. So I remember one time Shabbos afternoon, they were waiting for Mincha. They were waiting for Minyan to Mincha, and it was getting late. So as the Rebbe said, we should daven Mincha Yechidus. There were up to eight people. They said, so daven Mincha Yechidus. So they had one guy was going to be the chazan. He put on a talis and he was waiting to see if the Minyan would show up. So he started saying Asher out loud, and he started saying the Volatian out loud. So as the Rebbe told him, don't say the Kedusha out loud. They always used to say the Kedusha of the Volatian out loud. So Mikaradin, that's also a shot. Mikaradin, we passed him to say the Kedushin of Volatzion without a minion. So he said, yeah, you can say it without a minion, you can say softly. But not if you're going to say the Amira, the Amira, if you're going to say it out loud, like a Chazan and a Kohol, so then you're demonstrating that you're trying to make it into a Dovish Kedushin, so that you can't do. So true, we passed him that, that this Kedushin Yotzeror and that Kedushin of Volatzion may be said, Shabbat Vitoras, maybe said the Torah is Sukkim, it's considered part of the Bracha. But still, if you want to say it with a minion, the Kol Ram, then you are treating it like a Dabbish Bidushin. So for that, you need a minion for. And if you have a minion in the saying it, then you can answer, even though you already said a Kedusha, I think. Then you can answer, even though you're already in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're in the middle of Emes V'Yatzi, you can answer that Kedusha. The Ramah passes that Tapashad HaMinim says, the meaning by the Ashkenazim is that you don't need a minion for the Kedusha and Yotzah. Here in Sifhei, the Mechaber has a din that's a Yerushalmi. And in Ishkenazankiv writes in his tshuva that he thinks that that's only the Yerushalmi Lishitosa. He thinks that the Ramah shouldn't pass them like this. Mechaber has an interesting din. If a Chazan made a mistake in Birchas Yotzah, in Torah of the Birchas Yotzeh, that's the top line on page Tzadik Gimel, Sifhei, Simon Nuntes Sifhei, top line on page Tzadik Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. In Torah of the Birchas Yotzeh, the Indian should Tzorach Lamed Achet Tachta, we need another Chazan. He doesn't remember where he's holding by. It sounds like they didn't have to do it years ago. His Mana Gemara was forbidden to write down a Siddur. The text of the Tefillah was considered Torah Shabbat Peh, so just like it was forbidden to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, it was forbidden to write down the Siddur. And later in the days of the Gaonim, that's when they, in the days of the Rav Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnayos. But it doesn't say that he doesn't say that they wrote down the Mishnayos. It doesn't say that they used to learn from a written text. He edited the Mishnayos how they should be said about that. Most of the poskim assume that it's a historical question. Most I think assume that not until the days of Ravin Ravashi. They start learning from the written text, from the Mishnah that was written. Even after the days of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who died about the year 220 or so, for a few hundred years, they still said the Mishnah is Balta. When did they have to write down the Torah Shema Peh? Because they were Eslasu Hashem Efer Efer Sefer. They saw the Torah Shema Peh is going to be forgotten. But the Siddur wasn't being forgotten. So later in the days of the Goyim, that's when they wrote down the Siddur. Avamim Goyim and so on, all the Siddurim from the Goyim, because they saw that the Siddur is being forgotten. So they felt that the same heter is Las Lashon Efer Efer Sefer, that's the Gemara in Tzmur, the beginning of the second paragraph. It's Las Lashon Efer Efer Sefer, the passage that allows you to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's why they started writing down the Siddur as well. So eventually God used to go to Baal HaMor in Rosh Hashanah, who writes that he remembers as a child in his community, he was brought up in Provence, that's in between Spain and France. So he remembers as a child that he used to daven Baal Peh. They didn't have a machzor for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he used to daven Baal Peh, so the people didn't remember Malchus Zechana Shoyfus Baal Peh. You gotta be a genius, how could they? Malchus Zechana Shoyfus Baal Peh. But they didn't have it, so they used to say a brief Shmanesa. On Rosh Hashanah, they only said seven brachas in the Shmanesa. They said the first three brachas that everybody knows, Hamel HaKadosh, then from the Tzeitun we ended in the middle. He said, they improvised. Then they said, then something like the Hasire, and then Kaddish Yisov, Yamazikara. They improvise in the middle of the Rokhan. And then everybody listens to the Chazim, to the Yoitzeh, the Malka, Zechanus, and Shevchus. That's an interesting Balamah. One would have thought, if the Chachamim was to say Shemoneh Esrei with nine drachas, Malchus Shemoneh Shekris, so we say, and the Tosefta says the drachas come after the Zuzu. If the person doesn't know Malchus Shemoneh Shekris, let him not down Shemoneh Esrei. He says, no. There is a Shemoneh Esrei of seven drachas. On Shabbos and Yom Tov you have. But yes, we always have in Rosh Hashanah also. We have in Meirah, the Shachris, and Mincha. Has seven brachas. The only Gavin Musaf has nine brachas. But the Balamor says no. Balamor says, it says in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Saint Malchus Hashanah, he understands Myron, Shachris, Mincha, Musaf, all the four tefillos on Rosh Hashanah, it takes forever. All the four tefillos on Rosh Hashanah have to have Malchus Hashanah. And he says, and the people didn't remember it by heart. So they said on all the four tefillos, Balachas, they said a brief Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas, even though there was never a Takanas Takan. If the Takan was to say nine brachas on every Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, he says there was not, on Rosh Hashanah he's supposed to say nine, but all year long on any Shabbos you have to be say seven. So if you say seven on Rosh Hashanah, there's also a Chiyum. Incomplete. He should have said the Malchus Shemoneh Esrei is also. And the Chazam used to say the Shemoneh Esrei Azar. And then he says in the later years in his community, they finally allowed them to write down. He doesn't explain it. He just says when he was a child, they all davened Ba'al Peh. And later, why couldn't he have davened Mitzvah HaKtav when he was a child? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik could explain. That the heter to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh came at different stages. So the heter to write down the Mishnayos and the Gemara came earlier. That's what to write down the Siddur came later, apparently, in the days of the Gaonim. And then apparently the heter to write down the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that came later. So the Balamor writes in his community, when he was a child, everybody would daven Baal Peh. So all year long, they knew how to daven Baal Peh. And Rosh Hashanah, they didn't know how to daven Baal Peh. And then later, in the later years, during the lifetime of the Balamor, it became mutter. They developed a hetter to write down even the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Anyway, so here also, apparently, the Chazan is davening the Bizman HaMishnah. It says Achazon is davening for Anam and made a mistake and he can't fix himself. He can't go back. Why can't he go back? He pointed the sitter. He showed her up to here. Continue. Apparently there is no sitter. So he keeps on telling say this. And he's utterly confused. He doesn't remember. See, also we're talking about a case. Achazon is davening about that, and he made a mistake in the middle of Yetzirah, and he can't fix. He can't correct himself. So you got to get another Chazon. You got to get someone else to say. We're talking about a case that the Tzibur is not saying the Birchas Kriya Shema. The Chazan is saying the Birchas Kriya Shema that you might see everybody. We have a din. This is famous from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says on the first Mishnah, the Emes HaKorinus HaShema for Arabic. So it says Korinus HaShema in the plural. And in the Gila, the Mishnah says HaKorius HaMegila Omei V'yoshu. It says HaKori in the singular. And by Kriya Shema says, name is like Karina Sashma in the plural. How come Megillah is singular and Kriya Shema is in the plural? So the Vilna Gaon says, because Mikra Megillah, you have one Baal Kari, he lends and everybody gets it with Shemeh Kaina. In Kriya Shema, you're not supposed to say Shemeh Kaina. Every person is supposed to say the Kriya Shema on his own. So what the Vilna Gaon pointed out, that here it's singular, here it's plural, he showed that that's what it says in the Mishnah, the Rishonim say it. It's enough in the Yerushalmi like that. The Ran, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quotes that from the Talmud of Yerushalmi, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That although we allow Mikra Din, we allow Shemek Ta'ina by Kiddush and by Abdullah and by everything, there are three exceptions to the rule where we don't allow Shemek Ta'ina. So one is Kriya Shema. Each person should be the Kabbalah Malka Shaman on his own. It's not proper to rely on someone else and be Yotzev with Shemek Ta'ina. And the other one is Bakashas Tzarachav Davening Shemon Esri. It's not right if you, unless you're an Ein Abaki, unless you don't know how to daven, so then you rely on the Hagoras Hashat. But one is a Abaki. It's not right to be lying on Chazoras Hashat for Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is Bakashas Tarachim. If you have the need, you should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu yourself. You shouldn't be lying on Shemoneh Esrei. And the third case is eating food, the Shalmi says. Who's going to eat the food? He's going to eat the food for you. You're going to eat the food. So if you're going to eat the food, so you should say the bracha before and after. You shouldn't rely on someone else saying the bracha. You should say your own bracha. So we have exceptions to the rule. If you bench the Zilman, then there's Mara Gemara. One person said the benching and everybody else is Yotzei. One person says Amotzi and everybody's Yotzei. Then it's not really based on Shemeh Kreinu. So that's the basic klal in the Rishalmi, that there are three cases. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchos Brichos HaMazon from the Bi'ur HaGra, that this whole din in the Rishalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, Kriya Shema and Tfilah, Bakashi Sarachot, and Brichos HaNenin, before and after eating food, this is only Midirabbanan. In our Torah, you say Shema Kriya on everything, not Kriya Shema also. It's only Midirabbanan, and it's only Heichad Efshir. If it's, one is a Baki, one is an Ena Baki, let's say the Gemara has two people ate a sandwich. If he had three people ate bread, so he benched Mizumin. So only one person says the benching, and the others are yetzir with Mizumin. That's what Mizumin is all about. One person says the benching, and the others are yetzir with Mizumin. So let's say only two people ate bread. So there isn't going to be any Mizumin. So it says mitzvah lecholot. Shnaim shachlu pas mitzvah lecholot. Each one should bench on his own. And what if one is a sefer and one is a boor? One is a scholar, one does not have a bench. There's not a bench. Then it says, if you have no choice, like over there, say from the Vorach, the Vor Yetzir B'Bechosin, let the scholar say the benching, and the other one, the Amoritz, will be Yetzir with Shemei Kainim. Aye, but you just said you don't say Shemei Kainim by Brichas Amor. The answer is, it's only Lechatchila Midirabbanan. Lechatchila Midirabbanan. But if you have a Shas Hatkat, then Shas Hatkat can hear the Gomim. So then we do allow you to be Yetzir with Shemei Kainim. We revert back to the Ikeret Din that you do say Shemei Kainim. The same thing on Kriya Shema. We don't allow Shemei Kohine by Kriya Shema. So the Hatchila, but let's say a person has laryngitis, and the doctor says the only way to get healed is not to talk at all for a few days. So what does he do with davening? So he should have someone else. Davening? He should have someone else. Say the Kriya Shema also. He's not going to remain sick forever. So you lie. You revert back to the din. That mitzvah din. You do allow shemei kaina by kriya shma bayin. Here the Shulchan Aruch says that even though you're not supposed to say, not supposed to lechatchila rely on shemei kaina by kriya shma, but on the birchas kriya shma, you may rely on shemei kaina. Here it's on page 184, the second line from the bottom in the Ramah. The drop is say lo hashas motzi hayochi apa pishuhu baki. It's not like Kriya Shema, that you only say Shema Kriya if the fellow is an Ena Baki, if he does know how. Even if the fellow is a Baki, it's like Kiddush and Abdullah, that you allow Shema Kriya. Then the Ramah throws in a Chumim, Liyu, Ena Shatz Motzi Ayyachad, B'Pachas Me'asor. That's already a Kiddush, that when we allow you to rely on Shema Kriya, and the Kiddush and Abdullah, you don't need a minion. Every person at home says Kiddush and Abdullah, it's a Motzi B'nei Beis, you don't need a minion, you say Shema Kriya, B'Pachas Me'asor. But with respect to Birchas Kriya Shema, we don't allow you to rely on Shema Kriya unless you have a minyan. It should be like a tefillah b'tzivah. That's a question, why the Ramah paskens like that. So here in Sifhei, the Mechaber is talking about such a case. The Chazen is not just the MC in the shul. The Chazen is saying the whole brach out loud, like by the side. He says the whole brach out loud from the beginning to the end. The people in the shul, the tzibur, don't say anything. They yotzer with shemei kainim. When it comes to yeshma, then they say. But the bracha is yotzeror, and the bracha abba rabo, the tzibur does not say, the chazan says. So the mechaber writes the case, the chazan got confused, and he doesn't know how to, in the middle of the bracha, doesn't know how to finish the bracha. So you have to have yamid, achet tachtov. So does the other, what does the new chazan, who takes up, does he have to start from the very beginning? From the beginning, baruch ata Hashem yotzeror, lechol shechol shalom, where is that called from the beginning? Or does he start from the middle? So he says that this is parallel to the Mishnah in Brachos. It says in the Mishnah in Brachos, Shliach Tzibur Shetor, if the Chazan got mixed up in the middle of Shemana, he has no Siddur. And he doesn't know how to go weiter, the Yamir Achet Tachto, they get someone else to take over the Omid. Someone else should be summoned Shliach Tzibur. And he shouldn't start hesitating. The Mishnah says usually when the Gabbai Yeshki did Arifan Omid, so the Prakhas Arachayas dictates, he should turn it down the first few times, and then the third time he asks you, then you should go. But if the Chazan was Nishtakit, Ben Sashman Esrik, so Arachayas dictates, you shouldn't turn it down. When he asks someone to take over, so he should take over right away. So when he takes over in the middle of Chazaras HaShach, where does he start from? From that word where the first Chazan fainted? So he says, no, he has to start from the beginning of that bracha. That's why the Chazan got mixed up in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and he can't finish Baruch Aleinu. He doesn't remember how to finish it. So the new Chazan has to start from the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, not pick up at that point where he knows that the first Chazan, up until that point, he said correct. And if it's in the Gimel Rishonos or the Gimel Acharonos, then the Mishnah says that we consider Gimel Rishonos up until Akela Kodesh is one bracha, one unit, and from Ritzay to the end of the transfer, Gimel Atan Kiddush is one unit. So if the first thousand got mixed up in the middle of that, so the new thousand has to go to the very beginning of that unit, either to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah points out that that happens more often on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur than all year long, because the davening is so long. But let's say sometimes the chazan says somebody to use him, until he gets the kedusha, and then he finishes the kedusha, and then the chazan just can't continue that. He didn't even say Hamelach HaKadosh yet. He didn't finish Hamelach HaKadosh yet. So when the new chazan takes over, the old chazan just can't continue anymore. So he sits down. When they get the new chazan, he has to start from the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't have to repeat all of the kedusha. The kedusha you were yet to the first time. That's only a minute. But the Kedusha, you have to say the second time also, because he's saying Shemoneh Esrei. And even though you only repeat the Tiyutim, but it says, Zachrein Elohim Elohim Elohim, that's also only a Tiyut. That you should say. Or, Nichamach Avaram, Zachrein Elohim, that you should say. Even though that's also only a Tiyut, but that's, we treat that as if that's part of the Nisach of the Shemoneh Esrei, and says, Nisha. We don't treat it like a Tiyut. So that you should say, and the Kedusha, the second thousand repeats, even though they already said Kedusha the first time. So the second chazan has to start from the beginning. So whenever you say Chazaras Hashav, you got to say Kedusha in the middle of Chazaras Hashav. So the klal in the Mishnah is whenever you have a, let's say a person is saying Kiddush or Havdalah, and then in the middle, well, today say so, he has a few people, yeshiva, whatever the case happens to be, someone is saying Kiddush to be mostly everybody Mishnah. Then in the middle he gets all mixed up and he can't remember what he's up to. Someone else takes over. So the other person has to start from the beginning. No. You can say Shemek Kohen in the middle of a bracha also, on a half a bracha. Then we yotze half of the Kiddush on the first one, is the Kiddush, and then the second half of the Kiddush, they'll be yotze from the second one. So Manish Tana, why is it different to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says that the Shat Shetor, the Emta Hazaras HaShat, Yamed Ache Tachto, and he starts with Chilos HaBracha. Why should that be so? So the before Shemani the Gemara point out that it, the Brichas Rosh did. The Brichas Rosh was a set of Shir in Baloshim. Also, Talmud of Rav Chaim Elojim. Sedi Shirin Elojim, Bechaye Rav Chaim Elojim. And the Sefer on Brochus, Birchas Rosh, and the Sefer on Nozir. He was the one who wrote the Hanhogis of Rav Chaim Elojim. What's it called? He's only one Hanhogis that's called Maiser Rav. And his is called Keser Rosh. His name was Rav Asher. So his Sfarim are called Birchas Rosh and Keser Rosh. Keser Rosh is a little Sefer that has all the Hanhogis of Rav Chaim Elojim written by this Rav Asher Tiktina, the Talmud of Rav Chaim Elojim. So his Sefer on Brachas, he